Coming week, it's coming Shabbos to be more accurate, is in a certain sense a double parsha. Not the standard double parsha that we talk about, it's Parshas Mishpatim, but it's also Shabbos Shkolim. The Shabbos that is before Rosh Chodesh Adar, or when Rosh Chodesh Adar is on a Shabbos, the Shabbos of Rosh Chodesh, is always Shabbos Shkolim, and we read a special maftir that's found at the beginning of Parshas Kitisa. Now, one might say that it's coincidental that Mishpatim is often, not all the time, but is often Shabbos Shkolim. It turns out it's the same time of year, but there is no real intrinsic connection between them. But I saw an interesting idea suggested by Rav Zevin Zatzal, the famous editor-in-chief of the Encyclopedia Talmudit for many, many years, a tremendous Talmud Chacham. And he said the following about Parshas Mishpatim and Parshas Shkolim. Mishpatim deal with the relationships, primarily relationships Bein Adam L'Chavero. And when you talk about relationships between Bein Adam L'Chavero, we often can talk about them on two levels. On the L'Chatchila level and on the B'di'evet level. L'Chatchila, how are we supposed to act with one another? How we're supposed to lend and borrow and buy and sell, normal transactions between doing chesed, normal transactions between us and our fellow human beings, how to have the proper lechatchila yachas bein adam lechavero. And you can also talk about it on the b'di'evet level. What do I mean b'di'evet? If we mess up, if things happen that shouldn't have happened, then how do we go about correcting and fixing as much as we can when we mess up? If you take a look at Parshas Mishpatim, to a great extent, Parshas Mishpatim is talking about the B'di'evet level. You open up the Parsha, and it talks about Makeish Vames. What happens if someone hits a person and the person dies? What happens if somebody intentionally wanted to kill somebody? What happens if somebody hits his parents? What happens if somebody kidnaps somebody? What happens if somebody curses his parents? What happens if two people are fighting? What happens if somebody hits his eved and knocks out an eye or a tooth? What happens if two people are fighting and they hit a pregnant woman and she miscarries? What happens if my shore goes wild and cause damage? All the what happens if, on a b'di'evet level, things that shouldn't have happened, but people got harmed, injured, property was damaged. That's what Mishpatim is about. It's about the yachasim b'di'evet. And if you take a look at Parshas Shkolim, so the beginning of Parshas Kitisa talks about people donating to the Mishkan and the various shkalim that were given. And there too, there's a certain b'di'evet involved. The Medrash points out that when people donated their gold for the Mishkan, that Yovo Azov Shala Mishkan v'yechaper al Azov Shala Egel. The gold that was donated to the Mishkan should come as a kapara, as an atonement for the gold that was donated to build the Egel HaZahav. And even the shkolim themselves, the psukim talk about, we give the machzit ha-shekel l'chaper al nafshoteichem, as a kind of kapara, as if we messed up and we're in need of kapara. So what you have here is Parshat Mishpatim, which talks about how to fix up on the b'di'evet of the Bein Adam L'Chavero, and Parshas Shkolim, which talks about the b'di'evet of how to fix when we mess up Bein Adam L'Mako. And in that sense, there is a connection between Parshat Mishpatim and Parshat Shkolim. So I saw this in Rav Zevin's Sefer. I thought it was a very nice idea. But I began to wonder to myself, why is it that we're emphasizing the B'di'evet? We just finished Parshas Yisro, Matan Torah. We reached this tremendous level of Ruchnius. And you start talking about Bidiyavet. Even the very beginning of Mishpatim, which talks about an Evid Ivri, it's because the Evid Ivri stole and had to be sold. I mean, everything is Bidiyavet. Why don't we just talk about doing chesed and all the nice things? Why the emphasis on the Bidiyavet? Just the other day, I saw an article written by Feitman, who's a rabbi, I think, in the Five Towns. And he quoted in his article a letter that Rav Hutner Zatzal, Rosh Yeshiva, Yeshivas Chaim Berlin, in Brooklyn, wrote to a student. He doesn't quote the whole letter, but reconstructing based on what he wrote, seems as follows. It was a student who wrote to the Rosh Yeshiva and was lamenting the fact that he seemed to always be stumbling and failing, that he had set certain goals for himself in Ruchnius, and he's not living up to those goals. And more he began to look upon himself as somebody who was just doomed to failure. Now, Rosh Yeshiva responded to him, amongst other things. And he quoted a pasuk, a famous pasuk in Mishlei. The pasuk in Mishlei says, "Ki sheva yipol tzadik v'kam." The tzadik falls seven times and gets up. And Rav Hutner said, people misunderstand this pasuk. They think that despite the fact that he fell seven times, he can still be a tzaddik because he gets up. He says, that's not what the pasuk is saying. The pasuk is saying, because he fell seven times and got up, that's what made him a tzaddik. It's through his failures that he achieved greatness. And that was what the Rosh Yeshiva was emphasizing to the student. You don't say to yourself, because you're failing, that what's going to be with me? I obviously am not the person that I want to be. I'm a bidyevet person. No. If you fail and you get up, and you fail again and you get up, and you fail again and you get up, not despite that, but because of that, you can achieve greatness. Going back to Parshas Mishpatim and Parshas Shkalim, maybe that's the message that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give us. Here we are right after Matan Torah. We're on this unbelievable spiritual high. And we think to ourselves, Nase v'nishma, it's going to be great from now on. We were the generation that was Zoche for Kabbalah Satorah. It's going to be wonderful. And if that's what we think, the moment that we fail, and oy, did we fail miserably, not so long after Matan Torah, we might look upon ourselves as being total failures. That's our destiny. Comes Parshas Mishpatim, even before we fail, and say, no, I want to tell you something. Torah, Mishpatim, it's all about when you fail, and then you try to fix it. And if you do something wrong, what can you do to make it better? You can always turn the clock back. But that's how you have to look at it. It's not just about the lechatchila. It's about how we view ourselves, even b'di'evet. That's Mishpatim, and that's Parshas Shkalim. It teaches us that through our challenges, and through our failures at times, through our challenges, as long as we keep on trying, we can achieve success. Mishpatim, Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, in Parshas Shkalim, Bein Adam L'Makom.